That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, Cedric, Ben Withers, and Ulysses S. Quincy in the Jotham Down store preparing for station DPR's first broadcast. Listen.
Oh, my goodness, look what time it is.
Nice
7 o'clock. Time we're supposed to go on the air. Ulysses, you better get over there to that generator and get ready to start cranking.
Yeah, okay.
You know how to work it now, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Okay, Lum.
Yeah, I showed him how long.
All right, the rest of you get around the microphone here. Come on, Ben. Cedric.
Yes, sir.
Let's see now. Why did I put my part?
Jennings, don't lose that now.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Well, are you sure this all of yours is going to work now?
Well, it's the only thing I could figure out to do. And even if it ain't the right idea, it's too late to do anything about it now.
Yeah, but ain't them four sponsors going to be mad when they find out that they're all on at the same time?
Well, what else could I do? You fellas all sold them the same time.
Well, you did it, too. You sold Moe's Moose at 7 to 8 o'clock time.
No, we ain't got time to argue about it now. 7 o'clock. Get set, everybody.
Would you mind standing a little to the left, Cedric? I can't see the microphone back here.
Quiet, then. All right, let her go, Ulysses.
Okay.
All right, then. Ben?
Huh? Oh, the voice of Pine Ridge is on the air.
This is station DPR broadcasting frequently from our main studios located on the main floor of the elegant Jotham Down store overlooking scenic Main Street in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And this is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks, bringing you the first in a series of a one-hour program entitled The Moe's Mooch Barbershop, Irie Hodgkin's Liver Stable, and Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Wee Hunt Blacksmith Shop Hour. Featuring the Moe's Mooch Barbershop, Irie Hodgkin's Liver Stable, Ed Beckley Drugstore, Caleb Wee Hunt Blacksmith Shop play actors. In Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper. Starring Cedric Wee Hunt as Gilbert.
Note, there is no relation between the actors of this play and human beings, dead or alive. The whole thing is strictly a coincidence.
The opening scene opens in the Froze North, where Gilbert is walking along with a weasel, which he has trapped.
But only blow it, weasel.
He sees a deserted cabin and wonders who is in it. Stealthily, he enters the door, and to his horror, he sees a beautiful girl with yellow curls tied to a chair. Well, didn't get that look this time. He throws down the weasel and rushes in. Bravely, he exclaims,
"Mom, leave right here, something." Oh, you poor maiden. Are you in distress? Who has did this to you?
I do not know. I was stopped on the head at the time.
I will quickly untie you. Oh, but it is too dark. I cannot see to do it. Do you have a flashlight?
Yes, Gilbert, I have a dandy. I bought it at Ed Beckley's drugstore, located one block south of the Jotham Down store. It is a two-battery, adjustable beam flashlight in black or red plastic case, complete with bulb, at the unbelievable low price of 98 cents.
Well.
Also, genuine pig bristle toothbrushes, automatic arm squeezers, and assorted flavored bath salt in the big 5-pound economy bag. On sale this week. Don't miss it.
I won't.
Oh, untie me quickly, and let us make our get away from here. For here comes the varmint that tied me up, mean black Dan.
Aha! So you're trying to escape from me. A lucky thing I got here when I did. I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shot at Caleb Wee Hunt's first-class flight.
Hold it, Dan.
What's the matter?
That blame phone. Oh. I'm going to have to do something about that. Abner, tell the radio audience to wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Stand by, folks. The program will go on in just a minute.
Hello, Jotham Down store. Oh, what is it, Caleb?
I think they know that was me. I dived my voice.
Yeah, I know you bought this time, but you see, Ed Beckley... Well, if you'd have just listened a little longer, your ad's coming up right now. Yeah, but, Caleb, you see, Ed Beckley paid just as much as... Well, Granny, you don't want to do that, Caleb. Your own boy is the hero of the show. He's Gilbert. You don't know. Well, all right, then, if that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
What happened, Ron?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now listening to the Moe's Moot Ed Beckley Ira Hodgkins Hour.
Uh-oh, I look.
And tomorrow night, don't be surprised if you hear a new Gilbert. All right, go on, Dan. I believe you had the last line.
I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't had my horse shot.
No, you can leave all that out now. Jump down to the next line there.
How's that?
Caleb ain't a bunker no more.
I don't know how.
Let's see. I never would have made it in this icy weather.
That's out.
Yeah.
Abner, you read your next line.
Gilbert, save me from this demon-eyed villain.
Have no fears, maiden. I will save you from his creatures, and we will flee in the boogie Boogie Cedric, I have rented from Ari Hodgkin's liver stable on the west side of the street, facing the Jotham Down store. I got one of these luxurious four-passenger jobs now available at the new low picnic rate. Get yours today from Madman Hodgkin.
I will. I shall go to Hodgkin's convenient location and hire one of those speedy softies now available and overtake you. No matter where you go, I shall find you. Remember, Hodgkin's buggies cover the world.
Oh! Is there no escape from this demon-eyed alien?
Fear not, dear one. Fear not, dear one.
Hold it a minute. There's a phone again.
Yeah, dadgummit. After this, we'll have to disconnect the phone.
Just a minute, folks.
Hello, got him down, sir.
Dog crap.
Oh, well, how's it coming in, Ed? Well, yeah, I was going to tell you about Harry Hodgkins being on the same time.
Just about getting into my part.
Well, I know you paid for the time, but you heard your ad, didn't you? And you got another one coming up.
Long golden car.
Well, I know it, but... Well, yeah, but... Oh, all right. Sure, goodbye.
What did so long?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Moe's Moot Harry Hodgkins Hour. We bring you the second act of Love Comes to Gilbert, the Boy Trapper. The first in a series of a one-hour program. On with the show.
I'm going. Baby, I'm lost here. I don't know where we're at.
Just pick it up anywhere.
I never would have made it in this icy weather if I hadn't my horse shot at Caleb Lee Hunt's first-class blacksmith.
Well, we're past that, man. Skip down to that part where Gilbert and the girl are escaping.
Yeah. Yell up on horses, horse.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
All right, now.
Get in there. Hold it. Oh, Gilbert, you are so brave and fearless to rescue me from that demon-eyed villain. That surely was a close shave.
Thank you. I always get a close shave to Mr. Moe's Mook's high-class barber shop. He is an experienced man with the razor and don't hardly ever cut you. He's a good man on haircuts, too, specializing in both square and round types. Give your wife a rest and let Moe's Moot cut your hair.
Yes, and I can always tell when you have been to Moe's Moot. By the way, you smell.
Abner, you're reading that wrong. I can always tell when you've been to Moe's Moot by the way you smell.
I think that was your ring, Mom.
Yeah, I know. Hold that a minute. Hello. Oh, what is it, Ari? Well, now, Ari, I can explain all that. But you see, Moe's Meat paid for a... Well, let me explain. Oh, all right, if that's the way you feel about it. Goodbye.
Did Ari?
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Moe's Moot Hour. That's first in a series of a one-hour program. Brought to you by station VPR. All right, let me see. What was it?
Gilbert just got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's do that part over
here. Yeah, that's good. I love
it. Looks like Moles is the only one that's satisfied with the program.
Good old Moles.
Go ahead, Gilbert.
Just now. I always get a close shave at Mr. Moles Moose's barber shop.
Thanks.
He is an experienced man with a razor and don't hardly ever cut you.
Was that the phone or just the sound effect?
Uh-oh, no, I believe it. Yeah, hold it, Cedric. Hold it.
Hello. Oh, howdy, Mose.
Yes,
oh, well, how are you enjoying it?
Oh, he's loving it.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mose. It does not. Well, I don't see what's wrong with that. You don't hardly never cut nobody much. Oh, well, Abner just read that line wrong.
I might call it.
Yeah, but Mose. Yeah, but. Yeah. All right.
One, two.
Yeah. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances over which things have got out of control, you have just heard the last of a series of a one-hour program.
Yes, and whatever happened to the announcer who grins while he talks?